Hi, I'm Amelia.
And I'm Callan.
And we are so bored of school.
If this is your first episode, brace yourself.
We're two homeschoolers who record podcasts after school.
Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to our first podcast.
Yeah, this is our first real episode. So if you're listening, just thank you for listening.
Seriously, thank you so much for listening.
This is really kind of just an after school activity for us, so.
Yeah, it's literally 9:30 at night, which is, you know, way after school. Anyway, if you did not listen to our introductory episode, then I just want to let you know our four
segments,
thank you, that we will be doing are the surprise segment, our perspective, and would you rather. So each of these is a different thing.
So dumb. That was five.
Okay, that was definitely four. Each will have a different thing that we will be doing, and yeah. So thank you for listening, and let's get right into it. So this is our first segment called What? And in this, Callan will be teaching me some pop culture or trendy things. Today we will be doing acronyms.
Like texting acronyms.
That I do not know.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know all the basic ones like LOL and
IDK.
Yeah, and like WBU. You know that one, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I do know that one. Yeah, okay.
So, the ones that we have...
It doesn't really make any sense, because it's like...
What about you?
What about you? Not what about you.
It's what about you. It's gangster
slang. Okay, anyway.
Amelia. Okay, so, the ones that we have are ROFL, @TEOTD, and then question for you.
So, I'm going to be guessing them, and he's going to be telling me what they actually mean.
Okay. So, just go from top to bottom.
Okay, ROFL.
This one's a weird one.
Run out for lunch?
Nope.
Okay, that's my guess.
Okay, so what it is, it's rolling on the floor laughing.
Oh, okay. That is really weird.
It's kind of like a really, like, over-the-top version of LOL.
Yes.
Okay. @TEOTD.
At the extreme office tadank.
What?
I don't know. Okay, what does it really mean?
At the end of the day.
Oh. Not anything like what I guessed.
No. Okay, and then I'd say this last one is the easiest. Question mark for you.
What's for you? Who for you? When for you? When?
Since you can't see, I'm pounding my head on my
How
fist.
For, yeah.
It's question for you.
Oh, like, I have a question for you.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a pretty good first segment.
I guess so. For
what?
Like, the first segment of the whole entire show ever.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Hello, and welcome to the surprise segment. Today, what we have for you on the surprise segment is movie reviews!
So, in this segment, we will be reviewing one movie each that very much explain ourselves.
Yeah, basically.
So, I'm going to be reviewing the movie Dumplin'. I believe it is just on...
Netflix.
I don't know if it's on any other.
It might be on like Hulu and HBO. And
yeah, I don't know though.
We don't have that stuff. We only have
it
Netflix.
It is such a great movie. I like 10 out of 10 would recommend It is so cute. Like, even Callan liked it a little bit when he watched it. It's about...
It was funny. I really liked the goth character in it.
Yeah. So, if you are considering watching it, it's about a teenage girl who her mom is a pageant queen, and her mom calls her Dumplin. That's why the movie is called Dumplin. It's a great show. It's like a coming of age kind of situation. And yeah, I would recommend it. Go watch it on Netflix. Not sponsored. I wish.
And then, for my review, it's, I've got Venom. So that, this one came out a little while ago, but I just rewatched
it. Dumplin.
Yeah. But I just rewatched it. Sorry, we're eating chips right now. We're starving. So I just rewatched it, and it actually is, it's good. I'd give it probably a 9-star because in the beginning, it's kind of like, it's a little slow in the beginning because nothing much happens. Like, you kind of just figure it out. Once he actually becomes Venom, like he gets the symbiote inside of him. Sorry, I'm a Marvel nerd, but once he actually gets the symbiote inside of him, that's when it starts getting more interesting. So I give it a 9-star because I think at the beginning, the producers realized that they were doing it a little bit too boring. So they just decided to jam-pack the rest full of it with, like, action, like nonstop action and violence. But I really enjoyed it.
I have not seen Venom, so I don't know. Wait, is Venom Is Venom Marvel?
Venom is Marvel.
Okay.
One thing that I also didn't like about it, though, is that it has, like, this, his kind of girlfriend character, and she's basically exactly like Pepper Potts. She looks so much like her. She acts so much like her. She's got kind of the same character as her. So Marvel kind of stole their own character sort of person.
That's funny.
Yeah, so... That's kind of the only things I don't like about it.
That's really interesting. Yeah, I think that's it for our movie reviews. Okay, so we were scrolling through the news app, and I, like, was looking on all the things I'm subscribed to, and I came across 17, and they have an article called J.K. Rowling is dropping new Harry Potter books next month, and now I really believe in magic.
That's insane. I just, like, it's been, like, 10 years since their last one, maybe more. Maths.
What?
Maths. I'm not good at that.
Yeah, so this article, I'm probably, other... Huh? News things have probably already released articles about this, but this is the first one I found.
We're so up to date.
So up to date.
Okay, so apparently there'll be a journey through charms and defense against the dark arts.
Each a journey throughs. Okay. So I think one is a history of magic. There's one called Potions and Herbology, Charms and Defense Against the Dark Arts.
And then, what's that one?
Divination and... No, wait. Divination and... Oh, astronomy.
Oh. Okay, so it's basically like witchcraft stuff.
Yeah, I think it's like the textbooks. I think it's...
Yeah. It's gotta be the textbooks. I kinda wanna get that, though. That sounds cool. I'm not much into, like, the regular Harry Potter books, but all of, like, the... Like... Things like that, you know, like...
Yeah, like, side books that, like, cue into... Like, are very similar to the original series.
Like, the ones that... Like, that little stack that someone gave to you of, like, the history of Quidditch.
Yeah, so I have, like, a box of books that... No, don't.
Okay.
I have a box of books that has 3 books in it, and it's, like, Quidditch Through the Ages, that one book that Hermione had. The Tales of Beedle the Bard.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So, 17 in this article, they say, the books which are nonfiction will go deeper into the magical subjects studied by the students at Hogwarts. The first two titled Harry Potter, A Journey Through Charms and Defense Against the Dark Arts, and Harry Potter, A Journey Through the Cure of Magical Creatures. Okay, or not cure.
They are set to go live on the Pottermore website on June 27th.
Okay, maybe we'll do a segment on that.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, I guess we could. So, yeah, if you are really into Harry Potter, go onto the Pottermore website on June 27th. They will be released.
Yeah.
And the website will probably be very slow because a whole bunch of people will probably be on there.
If Pottermore was like a shop, you should go and camp outside of it.
Yeah.
If there was a way that you could, like, you need to, like, plug your phone in or plug your computer in and then just have the Pottermore website open all night.
Yeah.
And just, like, for a week before
thing.
Basically camping outside of it.
17 also says the books will also contain illustrations by London-based artist Rowan Daniel Eason.
Hold on, let me see.
Eason, I believe. Yeah. Just last year, the Harry Potter franchise celebrated 20 years since the release of J.K. Rowling's first book.
Dang it!
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
10 years off.
Yeah. Exactly, 10 years off.
Oh.
Just last year, though. You were pretty close. Since then, more than 500 million Harry Potter books have been sold around the world. Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't J.K. Rowling make, like, $8 a second or something?
Yeah, I thought, well, that might have been when, like, books came out.
Yeah. But still, she's, like, rich as heck.
Yeah, she must be pretty rich. Her books boomed. Well, I think that was it for the Our Perspective segment. And now on to our final segment, Would You Rather? So in this segment, we each go back and forth.
Twice.
Yeah. So we're each going to go back and forth doing two Would You Rathers to each other, and we're both going to answer them. So Callum's going to go first.
Okay, so my first Would You Rather is, would you rather have your favorite food taste only minorly good to you, or have to eat your, like, fifth least favorite food in the whole world for the rest of your life?
Fifth least favorite?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mine is, like,
that's a good one.
Mine is, like, zucchini, cucumber, rice cauliflower, quinoa. I think that was five, right?
That was four.
Four. And then
I think
those ham and cheese things that mom makes with the
whole world. Yeah. Only have to eat those for the rest of my life. But then, wait. And then your most favorite food only tastes minorly good?
Yeah. Like, these would only taste...
By the way, I'm eating chips.
Yeah. Again.
Again, yeah. Different chips, though. Now I'm eating Trader Joe's rolled corn tortilla chips.
They're basically rip-off Takis.
Yeah, but they're better for you. And they taste better.
Oh,
in my opinion.
No,
they don't taste better.
No.
They're better for you.
Maybe we'll do like a food tasting.
We're coming up with a lot of ideas for podcasts. All right. I would probably say my most favorite food tastes mediocre. Because then I could eat other things too. It wouldn't just be ham and cheese sandwiches.
That's true. Well, they're not necessarily ham and cheese. That's like melted provolone cheese.
The idea
of them. Expired ham with delicious Hawaiian rolls that have just gotten placed.
The idea of them sounds delicious. And like.
They're actually really, really gross.
Well, but like the butter and like garlic and stuff mom puts on top is so good.
But the combination of the cheese and ham.
Yeah, if it was just the Hawaiian rolls. If she did it like with just cheese and maybe like bacon, that would be so good.
Yeah.
But. The ham that she uses, I think it's turkey.
That still.
But it, like whatever meat she buys is the grossest meat ever, every single time.
Don't get me wrong, she makes some pretty good things.
But too, like that's the one thing that she makes that's disgusting besides quinoa
and zucchini and rice cauliflower.
When she makes vegetables, they're
gross.
Yeah. Okay. My first would you rather is, would you rather live in the rainforest canopy or in the depths of the ocean? But be able to be, like, completely safe,
like, the rainforest foolproof canopy.
Houses.
No, I'd do the rainforest canopy.
I probably would, too. Like, a really cool treehouse up in the rainforest canopy. Or, like,
unless,
a tensile tent
unless
stretched
I could,
out.
Unless I could do, like, a house on top of the ocean that was close to shore.
No, depths of the ocean.
So, like,
it's, like, the highest
like a,
part of the
basically a submarine,
atmosphere.
But, like, an air-pressured house.
Yeah.
I'd like, probably really want, like, a tube that went up.
Well, yeah, it's, like, foolproof, so you'd be able to, like, live there forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably live in the rainforest canopy.
I'd do rainforest canopy.
All right.
Because it'd be so much easier to get food.
Yeah, true.
And then become Tarzan.
Yeah, well, you'd be able to live in, like, a freaking awesome treehouse.
Yeah, and I'd become friends with a gorilla. No. Okay, so would you rather have it hurt to cut your fingernails or to cut your hair?
Probably cut my hair. Because,
really?
Yeah.
But your hair would just keep growing. Your fingernails, it takes a long time for them to, for me at least, it takes a long time for mine to grow back out. Long enough to even get past, like, the tips of my fingers.
It takes longer for your hair to grow. And I wouldn't mind my hair being super long. I mean, like, you would because you're a guy.
Well, my hair's relatively long right now.
Yeah, but you'd need to cut it or else you'd, like, have to be, like, that one of those weird people from, like, the TV shows.
Ooh, like, I could be what's-his-name from the White Stripes. Or, like,
oh, but then you'd have to,
Michael,
like,
Jackson. Or, like, Michael all Jackson. These awesome guys with long hair.
Okay, White. My second one and the final one for this segment is, I definitely forgot it.
Hold on.
Let me think of it. Okay, I thought of it. Would you rather know everything that's going on right now, or would you rather know everything that happened in the past and is going to happen in the future?
Oh, easily the second one.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, because then you, like, because then you know, like, all these mysteries.
Well, but I would, like, I feel like I would get overwhelmed if I knew either.
Well, I don't think so, because then I could become, like, the smartest person in the world.
Well, yeah.
I could know the answers to all the math questions, and I could finally be good at math.
Not really.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because you know everything that happens in the past and everything that happens in the future.
So I could know,
wouldn't,
like,
have to necessarily, like, think about it all the time.
I could know all of these insane things that I can't really think of right now.
What is God? What is language?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I would probably say the second one, too, just because, like, you wouldn't have to think about it all the time. You just know it.
Well, knowing everything that's going on right now...
be very similar.
Yeah, I mean, because there's never really a right now. Because moments always passing.
That's a really good point. I guess then it's...
basically be a race against time.
I guess then it would be, like... yeah, I don't know. I guess it would be more like, would you rather see into the past or into the future?
I'd probably do see into the future.
I'd probably do into the past, because I'm a very nostalgic person.
Yeah. And I've made so many mistakes, it'd be nice if I could avert
some. Well, but, like, any time in the past, like, when the Earth was created.
Well, if you had that, and I had a mind, then we could team up, and we could basically know everything.
True. Well, okay.
Dude, we could, like, become the Avengers, but, like...
just two people.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
Subscribe for more and look us up on the Spotify or Anchor apps.
We hope you enjoyed. See you in the next episode.